Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Take a walk.
How do you do?
The sun is shining down.
How do you do?
Burns my feet as
they oh, do you do? How do you do? How do you do? It's Friday, the 3rd of July. Happy 4th of July to Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, everybody who wants to be singing in the sunshine. Take advantage of it because tomorrow's a holiday, and if you believe everything in the news media, you'll think it's going to rain on your parade. And the best example I can think of, there are two examples, actually. Number one, look out. 4th of July, terror threats. Just like Washington yesterday, where the false reporting by the news media and the hysteria brought about by normal sounds coming and going brought thousands of police to the nation's, not to the nation's capital, because they were in the nation's
capital. Right next door, though, pretty much. Yeah. You know, I have to give the media a pass on this one.
Not me.
Because you have someone call who says shots fired, and then you have 1,000 police cars show up there.
Yeah.
The news media isn't going to go by twiddling their thumbs and whistling. I mean, they're going to come out with their cameras going, what are we going to do? I mean, the reaction, the false report, the reaction, I mean, it's silly for sure, but gosh, they're going to cover it, of course.
Stupid, stupid, stupid. Not only was that stupid, but then on top of that stupidity is Mitch McConnell saying the Senate is not going to confirm the Obama administration ambassador to Cuba because we don't want to do business. He doesn't think that we ought to do business with a quote-unquote communist-led nation. What a moron. This guy is the oldest and crummiest. He makes the guy who was the Democrat, who is also an old
Reed?
Curmudgeon.
Harry Reid?
Yeah, Harry Reid. I don't even want to curmudgeon. Both of them are fossils from an era that if we want to move forward in our country, should be left in the dust. Is there anything more stupid than saying, I'm the boss, so I don't want to have us do business with Cuba? Then you silly old fool, why don't we stop doing business with China and any other communist country, but certainly China and Russia? How do you even say those things and not sound like the old fool that you are?
Well, I don't know if he's an old fool.
Okay, he's a middle-aged fool.
I don't know if he's middle-aged. I think old
he's
is
old.
Closer. I think old is probably closer.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that he, of the two leaders in Congress, you've got John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell tries to stand up a little bit more for what the other side believes than John Boehner.
What is he standing for?
I don't think a lot of people on the right are that excited about establishing relations with a government that has committed such terrible atrocities.
Oh, good. Then why are we doing business with China, the government of which killed hundreds of people in Tiananmen Square?
Should we dump them, too?
Yeah. If we're going to follow Mitch McConnell's thinking, of course we should. Shut them all down. Go to war with them.
I mean, you have people that have chosen to get on a tire and paddle over because it was so bad in Cuba.
Right.
The government taking the money from the people. I heard, actually, that, and this is apparently a problem that will probably continue as our role in Cuba expands, but I heard there's a few American-owned companies over there, like hotels, that exist. And those American-owned companies would pay their employees $15 an hour or whatever it was. I think something like that.
Oh, new minimum wage. Good
right,
for
a hotel worker.
Yeah.
The government of Cuba would strip that away, and those workers were ending up getting a dollar an hour. The government got
$14. So that's a business deal. That's a business deal.
Crazy.
That isn't enough to keep us from doing business
crazy
for the country that's 90 miles. I think what's been crazy is for all these years,
so if
we've
you
come
hire
up
me,
with this foolishness because of the people that live in South Florida. It's all politics, Jennifer. Nothing but politics.
If you hire me.
I'm going to hire you. You are
okay.
Hired.
I'm hired for $15 an hour, which thanks to the raise.
Hey!
Woo!
Yeah.
And then wherever takes 14 of those dollars away for whatever use.
Yeah,
for
that's a great,
corruption.
Interesting story. Yeah, that's fine. I get the story.
You know,
I hear
come
the story.
On, it gives me a dollar. Wouldn't you be kind of upset?
I wouldn't be upset enough to not do business or try to create a situation where we could economically benefit. I mean, there's no holding here for what goes on with Mr. Obama. I've said very few things over the years that have made it look like I thought his ideas were good. This is something that George Bush didn't do because of the politics of South Florida, and leaders before have not done it. It's time for us to look at the reality of what Cuba is all about and why it is that we should be closer to them than not. And so this political chicanery, hijinks, whatever you want to call it, is just nonsense, foolishness, and not in the interests of the economic well-being of our country. That's the way I look at it. By the way, there are in the top 10 this week, Jen, a number of things that are worthy of our conversation. Presidential politics, number one. Do you agree with that? Tell us what you think about the most important items every Friday and over the weekend. Our poll at DougStephan.com reflects what's in the Talkers Talk top 10. Talkers Talk top 10. Yeah, they can say that. Number two is Donald Trump.
Excuse me. That's what people are talking about. I mean,
and they are.
Whether you like him or not.
That's not what this is about. It's not about whether you like him or not. It's about whether it's an interesting conversation. The Supreme Court, number three. Hillary Clinton, number four. The oil spill. That's the people who live in those states. I was listening to Kenny. Did I sense that the governor of Alabama is a blowhard? Did I get that, you think? Or is that...
certainly has tendencies. That's all I've ever heard from that little clip that we heard.
The guy sounds like it must be election time, because all he was talking about is how great the state of Alabama did getting money out of BP. And but you know what was more fascinating than anything else is remembering that thing was 5 years ago. It was 5 years ago.
Crazy.
Ooh. Okay, boys and girls, 888-302-3684 reaches us here on the Good Day program. If you would like to have your way with us conversationally, help yourself. Also, it's...
or it's otherwise, call me. It is Friday, after all.
That's right. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Doug at DougStephan.com. You can't have your way with me. And, you can conversationally. Ken Kessler is our monitor, social network expert, et cetera, monitoring Facebook, Twitter, and so forth for the trends. We'll have those coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a filter for as low as $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. All right, so Kenny, as the monitor of Facebook and Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, what are we finding is tweaking the interest? And is what the people who are listening to us saying pretty much the same as what's trending nationally in the whole, in general?
We've got a bunch of comments about Donald Trump, no surprise.
No.
Some comments about the suit against the airlines, or the investigation, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot more about the people are really coming out of the woodworks, the anger that is being directed. These people, whether they're making money or not, they really need to listen better to their customers, I think. They do, because at the first chance of somebody coming along to break down or whittle down their brand, or am I wrong, is the brand of American and Delta and United and Southwest so strong that it can't be affected by public opinion?
Well, I think the idea is, what other alternatives do people have?
Well, that's it. I mean, you have, for me, my alternative is Virgin America and
right.
JetBlue. I can ride on those two airlines.
And they don't have the strongest routes. That's the problem.
It's mostly my 80% of my travel or 75% of my travel is Boston to L.A.
Right. Pretty easy, Main Street place to go.
And I choose American because I have so many miles. I don't think that their product is anywhere as near as it used to, as good as it used to be. And I complain about them all the time. So if I could find a way, I did. One of the things that comes about, Jennifer, as a result of this, the airlines will come to you and say, we'll give you the same status over at our airline as you have over there.
Right. Which is brilliant, because, like you said, you don't necessarily love American anymore. You just constantly fly them because you have the mileage to upgrade.
Right, yeah. So I think there's that. But it just seems to me that whenever there's a chance for people to gang onto or jump onto something that criticizes these major airlines, people take advantage of it. And I just wonder about their brand. Are they so strong they can withstand all of this stuff? And that's a question, Kenny, probably, that may or may not be reflected in what people are saying. What are some of the comments there?
Dave says, there is no question about this. Fares on competing airlines are nearly always within pennies of each other.
Right, they're exactly the same.
It doesn't happen by accident.
No, they're exactly the same. They monitor each other, and they fix the price. It's the same. I find that to be the case pretty much all the time. All right, what else?
Bill says, I don't know if the airlines are colluding on prices, but they must share information on how they treat the public. It's no accident that service is poor across the board.
Right. So they collude on service sucking.
Right. That way nobody stands out. Just
yeah,
keep
right.
It fair.
We'll all suck. All right, what else?
Keep the expectations low.
Yeah.
Kevin says, of course they're colluding. When jet fuel prices drop, ticket prices still go up. I'd rather spend 4 to 6 hours driving than take that time and more and hassle to fly.
I do think that's true. Short hauls, people are driving.
Right. All right, boys and girls, thank you. 21 after the hour for your comments on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ba 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 ba.
This is the anniversary of Brian Wilson rejoining the Beach Boys, who were appearing in Angel Stadium, Jen, in Anaheim. There were 74,000 people in the stands screaming and yelling. Wilson had been out of the group for 12 years, at least as far as the tour schedule was concerned. And that's much of what that movie that's out now is all about, the story of Brian Wilson's life. And to add to that, last night, Brian Wilson was performing on stage at the PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale, New Jersey. And who jumps up on the stage? The boss!
Son.
Wow. Crank it up, Kara. Now, actually, they didn't sing this. The two of them were singing Barbara Ann and Surfin' USA. Man, would I like to have heard that. There's got to be a recording of that around somewhere, Kenny and Kara. See if you can find it from last night. It's really a cool thing. I'm looking at a little video here that would tend to make you think the crowd was pretty excited. But I would have been excited to have seen it. I would have been excited to see Brian Wilson, but Brian Wilson on top of Bruce Springsteen, what a great performance that must have been. And it's so much fun to see. I was talking about the Barry Manilow appearance a couple of weeks ago that we went to, and how much fun it is to see the audience react with stars like this, just to get into it. All right, here's the live version from last night. If our own Roberta Fasanelli had been within 100 miles, which she actually was.
Yeah, she was within 100 miles.
Yeah,
she probably passed out just because she heard something was going on.
All right, so there they are jamming anyway. Very cool stuff. 25 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Late night joke time. The only live show this week, 4th of July week, has been Conan O'Brien. Here he jokes about the latest on Donald Trump.
A lot of people angry at Donald Trump for his remarks about immigrants.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, the home viewer, they're booing Trump. Not anyone who disagrees with his views on immigrants. Yeah, no, people are mad. Mad at Trump. Yeah, Macy's has now severed ties with Donald Trump and will no longer carry his menswear collection. No longer carry his menswear, yeah. It gets worse. Petco will no longer carry his shampoo.
Well, that was funny. Wendy Williams, doing her daytime program. Some of you may get the idea, if you don't watch that show, that all she does is give advice to members of her audience. That's not
true.
That's
a big part of it, though.
But it is
no,
a big
she does,
part.
Yes, yeah, but it's a right. huge thing.
Yeah, it is. And here she answers an audience member's question about whether to tell potential dates that this
Never
lady
tell.
Has had children.
I'm a divorced mom. I have two amazing boys. They're ages 5 and 9. And I'm dating, but a lot of men, you know, they ditch when they find out I have kids. Do you think it's okay to wait till, like, the third date or something to tell them?
I think that your children are the most important appendage to your life. And you need to say that even before they ask you out on the date. You'll find a guy who wants to, you know, deal with, you know, you and the kids. But, yeah, no, that needs to be divulged.
I have a friend of mine who's a well-known consultant in the radio business, been a friend for years and years and years, and he got married last Monday to a lady who was, I think she's 19 years younger than he is. She has two children. One's a 13-year-old, the other's an 11-year-old.
And much more attractive, by the way.
She is much more attractive than he is?
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, she is.
Everybody scored.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, he was telling me that he actually was having fun with the children and that they were wildly enthusiastic about the two of them getting married. Now, they've had a relationship going on for about 3 years, I think, but he's never been married before.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my gosh, good for him.
Yeah, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Ron Reagan of MSNBC. Coming right up, was the 6-3 Roberts decision for Obamacare correct in terms of law and health care?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Leo flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo! Fresh air.
What glorious
clean water.
Woo-hoo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. Backed by two conservative justices, Roberts and Kennedy, the Supreme Court 6-3 said Obamacare is constitutional and lawful and is here to stay. Right decision?
I think it's hideously weak. I mean, that's not the role of the court to save Congress from its mistakes. And this is the way that the law was drafted. I think part of the reason why is Congress didn't consider that many of the states would refuse to set up these exchanges. So Congress passed a flawed law, happens all the time. And then in a system of separation of powers, the legislative branch can go back and change it.
Well, the case shouldn't have come to the Supreme Court anyway, King versus Burwell. It was a completely specious case to begin with. Everybody knows what the law intended to do. Everybody knows that federal as well as state exchanges, the people in them were meant to receive subsidies. Everybody who was active in drafting the law has said that. So this should never have gotten to the Supreme Court, but at least when it did, they found in the correct way, with the exception of three justices who vote on ideological grounds.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Okay, we are wide open for business here on the Good Day program, and because tomorrow is a holiday, everybody gets a reprieve except for me. I'll do the Good Day Health program live tomorrow morning with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Other than that, it's Jennifer off, Kenny off, Richie off, Roberta off.
We already have Saturdays off.
I know that, so it's no big deal. The big deal today in my mind is prison news. Prison news. The daughter who got the letter, Richard Matt, do you remember him? Mr. Sweat and Mr. Matt out of jail. When Matt broke out, he was looking forward to seeing his daughter. Quote, "I always promised you I would see you on the outside," he wrote to her in a letter. She got it in the mail 3 days after he and Mr. Sweat escaped from the Clinton facility in upstate New York. Buffalo News carrying a story today that he obviously didn't keep his promise because police shot him after he aimed a 20-gauge shotgun at a police officer. So there's always a personal side. There's always a good, no matter how bad you are, there's always a good side to even the worst of people.
Well, this makes me actually hate him even more.
Oh.
And I know you don't like to hate.
No.
But here's what I don't understand, and I've told you this. I think there are two options. When you make a decision, something so big as to escape from prison,
uh-huh.
You either know going in you're going to take the big gamble and you're going to escape, or you're going to end up dead.
Hmm.
This Sweat guy, just I don't know how he lucked out. He's just going back to prison. It was just like a three-week vacation for him. But the guy that died, what was that?
I said with two bullet holes in his chest.
Yeah, but he didn't die. He's not going to go to solitary because he's using his talking as a bargaining chip. I mean, he's not going to, you know, I mean, it's the same situation.
Going
that
back
he
to three squares
left.
And a roof over his head.
Right. Yeah. So now this other guy, though, made the decision to either to leave prison, either get away or die. Most likely the latter. Obviously, that was the case for him.
Yeah.
And he has a kid. So not only does your kid have to deal with the fact that you're a criminal loser and that you murdered somebody, but that their dad's rotting away in prison and then they escaped and died. I mean, as a fellow daughter, can we rise up that is just disgusting?
I'm going to bet that she still loves her father. I'm betting.
Well, of course you still love your father, but how gross and disappointing, and it's like so selfish. Right. He just wanted to get out.
What else is sort of gross and disappointing? Ew. The story of Glenn Ford, not the actor. Remember, and we did this.
I love his cars. The Edge. Oh, so cute.
I'm not sure he was related to that Ford family.
Oh.
Mr. Ford, the Glenn Ford I'm talking about, spent 30 years on death row in Louisiana for a murder he did not commit.
Mm-hmm.
He finally was exonerated a couple of years ago and was let out of prison 16 months ago. Yesterday, he died. He was 65. Now,
that's horrible.
I'm not telling you that it's unique that this guy at 65 died of lung cancer. What I'm telling you is
that... Was he a big smoker in prison?
Apparently, yes. But what he did was spend the majority of his adult life behind bars for something he did not do. There are two or three things in this. The fact that he was on death row for almost 30 years and wasn't executed tells you how stupid that system is, or that part of our system, how what ridiculously wasteful energy we channel into that. But then this fellow walks out of the prison. And by the way, he was in the Angola prison in Louisiana, which is one of the toughest prisons in the country. Was in there for 29 years, 3 months, 5 days.
Under what charge?
Half his life.
They think he did?
Murder.
Okay.
He was convicted of murdering someone. And the information that police had came from a confidential informant who was a district attorney, or a first district attorney, and now district attorney for Shreveport. Apparently, there was a fellow who was killed in a jewelry shop. And I mean, this is foolish, me going back into the story of what happened. That's not important. What's important is that after all of those years, the fellow who made sure he was convicted realized, or was proved, the information that he got after the fact proved that this other fellow this Ford guy was innocent. And he spent all that time on death row, and then he's exonerated, he gets out, and he lives 16 months, and he dies because of lung cancer. I don't know. There's just something that gets in my craw about that. Am I the only one? Kenny, what do you think? When you see things like that, and we talk about them, we find them. This is a monthly occurrence, if not more frequently, we find these stories of people who've gone to jail, been convicted by people who are corrupt. And this was a body that was handy by, gets the charge of murder off the books. Now, who really killed this person, the jeweler? Anybody know? I don't see that any place.
That's a great question, yeah.
Nobody will ever know.
Nah. Whoever it was got away with it. Because this poor schmo ended up going, being convicted.
Rat.
Yeah, right. He had court-appointed lawyers, both of whom had never experienced a case like this in their career.
Now, so that's surprising to me, because normally if that were the circumstances, you'd be able to say, hey, I want a retrial based on X, Y, and Z.
He was black. The 12 jurors were white. All of that stuff. He had had problems with drugs early in his life, but he'd never been arrested. He had no violence in his history. He cooperated with the police. He acknowledged that he'd been given stolen merchandise from the store, and that's how they convicted him, because he had merchandise that came from the store. But he didn't get it from robbing the store. He got it from somebody who was looking for a place to hide it, to stash it. So this is not the law at its best, is it? under any circumstance. It's gross. It really is. So anyway, I tell you the story just because.
So, did they pay off his family since he spent up until the last 16 months of his life?
He has several children, 10 grandchildren.
Whoa!
And it's not clear to me what happened to him. But in most cases like that, if you're represented by a good lawyer, and I can't believe that in this circumstance some public interest lawyer doesn't come to the surface and say,
his family
right, you owe us this. The lead prosecutor at the trial wrote a remorseful article that was published in the local newspaper declaring Glenn Ford was an innocent man, and this guy took responsibility for the rush to judgment. And arguing then after that in the letter that he had published, the op-ed piece in the local paper, he advocated for the abolition of the death penalty. He wrote, "I apologize to Mr. Ford for all the misery I have caused him and his family. I apologize to the family of the other fellow, giving them false hope of some closure." The fellow who was killed was a guy named Roseman. "I apologize to the members of the jury for not having all the story that I should have had." This guy should go to jail.
Yeah, but at least he's apologizing.
Yeah.
So often they're just like, eh, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And then the...
that seems pretty heartfelt.
The DA said that Mr. Ford deserved compensation from the state for his wrongful conviction. He might have qualified, to answer your question, Jennifer, for $300,000 under a statute in Louisiana. Then some other people got involved in this. The local elected judge said that even though he was not the killer, he was guilty of possession of stolen goods, so he shouldn't get any money.
Mm-hmm.
After 29 years, hello, did he get the goods or somebody gave him the goods? Did he ask the question from the person that gave it to him? It's probably a little shaky.
Yeah.
But you don't, quote-unquote, reward somebody or give somebody some consideration after having been wrongfully convicted of the most serious charge? Or is it because he was a drug addict when he went in? He deserves to go to prison no matter what.
Well, and a lot of people, I mean, you know, look, a lot of people, if it were me and I were put into prison for something I didn't do, I wouldn't cooperate. I would be calling every media outlet I could at every chance I had to try to get my story told. I would cause as much trouble as I possibly could if I knew I was being accused of something I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of miseducation about, you know, people thinking that they can make a difference. Some people get into the mindset, well, you know, this victim mentality, well, it's just, you know, I didn't do it, but I'll just take it. And I don't know how. That seems to be a man thing. It seems to be maybe like a minority man thing. I would be screaming at the top of my lungs, "Get me out of here. This is not me. I didn't do this." And I'd be telling anybody who listened.
Well, they also put so much pressure on you.
Right, they try to break you.
Yeah, well, they'll tell you they're going to get you for this, but if you plead to something else, you'll get a lighter sentence. Yeah.
Right.
So they feel going in like they have no chance and no choice.
Yep. Pretty despicable stuff, isn't it, huh? When you get right down to it. And I think that's one of the important things that we talk about in situations like this, on programs like this. What's wrong with some of the social standards and mores? The fact that this sort of thing is, that judge just sort of passes it off. Well, he had stolen merchandise, so not so fast. You know what? Okay, I'm going to reserve. I've been caustic enough this hour.
Yeah, it's a holiday-ish.
Yeah, it's July 4th. Whoopee! Blow things up. I'm going to blow up what your idea is. If you have an idea, you're new to this program, you've not heard me talk about Provia before. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, is the way for men, the way for women who are suffering. And I don't know, I would put that word in quotation marks. I don't know if you lose your hair, if you suffer much. It may be embarrassing. Some people turn it around and shave their head, and if they don't have lumps and holes and stuff all over their head, they don't look bad without any hair. I don't know. That's one of those personal things like tattoos. Some people think tattoos are cool. Some people don't. Some people think bald men are cool.
Yeah, I think bald men are cool.
Do you really? What about bald women? Kenny, you think bald women are cool?
Cool.
No.
But that usually means they've been through a struggle, so I would give them extra cool points for that.
Most of the time, yes, I think that's true. So that's why I asked that question, because I wondered, in this circumstance, Provia can't do much to help people who are being treated for various ailments and they lose their hair. But if you have male pattern baldness, I'm not even sure that it works for that. What I do know is in the normal course of events, people buy cheap shampoos and cheap hair products, and they use them and they plug up the pores in their scalp. That's what happens. That's the direct result of using cheap products that are, if it looks creamy, if it's milky looking, you don't want to put it in your hair, you don't want to put it in your scalp. That's most conditioners, that's many shampoos. If it's clear, it's not going to fill up the pores. If it's cloudy, it's liable to. So, now, you've done the damage, you want to correct it. So Provia gets in, and in this natural way, it cleanses, it gets that to the into the pores, and the stuff that's in there that's plugging up the pores gets released, cleanses it, so the pores are open, the follicles of hair under your scalp can start growing again, and there, sooner or later, 3-4 months, you'll feel a fuzz, the hair comes back. There's also a property in Provia that thickens your hair, so you've got good reason to call 800-525-8319. Do it now while you're thinking about it. When you order Provia today at 800-525-8319, mention my name. You'll get a second bottle of Provia Super Concentrate, two for the price of one, with just amazing results, remarkable results. 800-525-8319. You get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Of relevant store and online, staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Use this is it. Guitar Center's 4th of July savings event. Save up to 50% off the best selection of gear on the planet. Like buy the legendary Fender American Standard Stratocaster and get a Fender DG60 acoustic guitar absolutely free. And for 4 days only, save up to 15% off qualifying products with a coupon from GuitarCenter.com, including savings on clearance gear. Plus, grab your copy of The List with hundreds of deals too low to advertise publicly. Thursday through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it. Limitations apply. GuitarCenter.com/July 4th for details and qualifying products.
48 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Good news. $3 million has been given to establish a scholarship fund for the people that are in the families of those nine who were killed in the church in Charleston, South Carolina.
Only $3 million?
The fund at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, among the largest expressions of support for these people in this congregation since the shooting. The mayor said, "We certainly have evil, and the worst kind of evil visited this church. So now we're trying to do something on behalf of the city and on behalf of the members of the family. Scholarships will pay for undergraduate and advanced degrees for members of the families and also for others in the church community." Which I thought was pretty interesting and pretty nicely done. Money's coming from all sorts of places. Some
in the community itself, and some from the state, some from around the world, in fact. And as a matter of fact, they are not telling people who are the donors. The scholarship criteria have not been established yet. The fund will be overseen by a Harvard University professor and somebody who's a longtime Wall Street executive. So some of the money came from Wall Street. It is the national, international attention to this. But I thought that was good, so I thought I'd pass it along. In terms of other money issues, the folks in Greece are facing a hideous choice this weekend. They're going to have a referendum vote Sunday to decide whether to accept creditors' conditions in exchange for financial aid. I don't see, what are they going to do? If you don't pay the bill, what do they take back? What's yeah. like when you don't pay your car payment, they come get your car.
Right.
If you don't pay your mortgage, they take your house. What are you going to do? Take back the country?
Taking your country.
Yeah. Yeah. We're taking it, we're leaving.
51 after.
Repo Man.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day, which means His Eminence Gregory Cardinal Stebbin is going to be on the program in a matter of moments with a shot at T-Mobile. Well, he's not taking the shot, but he'll report on what the Sprint CEO said to the guy who runs T-Mobile. You dirty blunk, 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 blunk. Plus, Mark Zuckerberg believes that the future of Facebook is telepathy. Let's find out how well
I knew that.
Greg reads the tea leaves in just a moment here on Good Day.
Do you really floss after you brush? Well, if you don't, you're not alone. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to a new Harris poll for the American Academy of Periodontology, or AAP, more than a quarter of U.S. adults lie to their dentists about how often they floss. Dr. Joan Otomo Cordial, AAP president.
In addition to flossing once a day, the AAP recommends brushing your teeth and below the gums twice a day and getting a comprehensive periodontal evaluation to screen for periodontal disease, which can cause bad breath or lead to more serious symptoms such as tooth loss.
The survey also shows a third of Americans would rather do an unpleasant activity, like wash dirty dishes or clean toilets, than floss. How can we take action?
The good news is, with timely and proper care, gum disease is treatable and often reversible. A periodontist has the training and expertise to help determine the right treatment.
And more than a third say a smile's the first thing they notice when meeting someone they're attracted to. So love the gums you're with and log on to perio.org to find a periodontist near you.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Spell his name right.
Please.
So Greg says to me, G-R-E-G-G-S-T-E-B-B-E-N. So you have three E's, two B's, and two G's in your name.
G.
G.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So social networking, according to Mark Zuckerberg, in the story that we have at DougStephan.com today, in the future is going to be something akin to friends sharing thoughts without even having to type them into their device. Zuckerberg says somebody apparently asked him a question about the future. He said, quote, you'll just be able to think of something and your friends will immediately be able to experience it, too, if you would like that to be the case. So is this the ultimate communication technology, Greg?
You know, Doug, about 15 years ago, I was at an event in San Francisco called Next Fest. It was sponsored by Wired Magazine, and NASA had some technology there that is kind of low-tech in a way. What they discovered was that when you think something, you're brain gets your mouth ready to say it, whether you're going to say it or not. That's why sometimes you think things and you say them, and then you go, oh my gosh, why did I say that?
Yeah,
yes.
Right, yeah.
So
I do that all the time.
Yeah. So NASA had already discovered essentially what this is being said. They just didn't have the technology for everyone to share it. Mm-hmm. So I think this is more the technology that we were born with than the technology that we can actually build using code and hardware. I think that there's a point where this will happen, because we're learning more and more about the human body thanks to technology, as quickly as we're learning more and more about the world around us, which enables us to send thoughts and information and zeros and ones.
Thoughts are things. I'm firmly a believer in that. And what we do with them, how they work with us, in this circumstance, if you can use it, I suppose, to build a company. Facebook's moved away from mass sharing and focused on personal messaging. It broke out Messenger from its own company, created a separate app that was apparently worth $22 billion or something.
Even yesterday we talked about, now instead of using PayPal, you can just send money using Facebook.
Yeah,
they
right.
will build more and more capabilities of doing, in the world that Facebook would like to see, you will never leave Facebook. Just as in the world Google would like to see, you would never leave Google. So this doesn't surprise me at all.
So the CEO of Sprint took to Twitter and fired off an angry rant at T-Mobile, calling them bull. So why? What's the problem with these two companies?
Is there a problem?
Well, apparently,
In my view of this, so the two CEOs are having a war of words on Twitter.
Yeah.
My guess is they were sitting at a table together at a bar doing this, drinking a beer.
Okay, again, spell my name right. It's Sprint and T-Mobile. Greg Stebbin here on Good Day. Thank you, Greg. Happy Fourth.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.